USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At the age of 82, actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away. The star of Love Story and Peyton Place died on Friday afternoon. His son Patrick confirmed the news, expressing that O'Neal peacefully passed away, surrounded by friends and family. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. President Biden is visiting Las Vegas to showcase $8.2 billion in funding for 10 major passenger rail projects across the country. These initiatives aim to develop high-speed electric train routes, potentially connecting Nevada and California, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. One envisioned project is a 218-mile train route between Las Vegas and Rancho Cucamonga, with a future capacity to serve over 11 million passengers annually. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which revealed the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. That slightly surpassed economists' predictions. With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gott Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it is considered a part of the job. However, she says tipping is appropriate at restaurants. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
New legislation, the Fans First Act, introduced by a bipartisan group of senators, aims to address flaws in the current live event ticketing system. This move by Congress seeks to protect consumers from fake or overpriced tickets and hold bad actors accountable. A collection of rare autographs and memorabilia, including a spacesuit from Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins, is up for auction for more than $62,000. Other highlights of the auction include a love letter from Elizabeth Taylor to Richard Burton with a starting price of $44,000, James Dean's high school yearbook signed by the actor with a starting price of nearly $12,000, and a set of Beatles autographs from 1963 starting at over $12,500. Most dogs can't climb trees, but Luna can. She just can't get down.
The 10-month-old German Shepherd from California took off from her owner, Brian, and was missing all day and overnight. Friends and family searched everywhere, and then, by chance, Luca, one of the owner's friends, saw something about 25 feet up in a slanted tree.
I'll be darned, I see something in a tree. And I went, holy cow, that's the dog.
He said, I got good news and bad news. I found your dog. But she's 30 feet up in a tree.
It was slanted enough that Luna got up there, but got her foot stuck in some branches and couldn't get down. Eventually, she was rescued by her owner. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.